So let me tell you what happened yesterday. I rushed home from work, and went to the kitchen because I was needing to make some banana bread for a bake sale we were having at work the next day. And I knew that I had all the ingredients and I had some bananas I had to use up. Anyway, so I found my recipe and I was in the kitchen and I was preheating the oven and getting all the ingredients mixed up and trying to get it all done and in the oven before you came home. And I had enough ingredients to make a banana bread for us so that we could have dessert later. And so the kitchen got really, really hot and steamy. And I couldn't turn the oven down or off because I needed to bake the banana bread. So I ended up shucking off all my clothes and just, for a little bit of protection from the hot stove, putting on an apron that tied in the back of my waist and with a strap that went around behind my neck. And so it partially covered my boobs, but my side boobs were hanging out. And you could see side boob area. And it covered the sides and the front and a little bit in the back. And I had panties on. And I was there baking, just trying to figure out what I was going to do and how I was going to package it and that kind of thing. When all of a sudden, I felt these hands on my waist and I jumped because I didn't know anybody was there. And it was you. You had got off work early. Oh, and you come home to see me so you could get off again. Oh. And I had never told you, but I have this fantasy about the kitchen. About being in the kitchen with my hands covered in dough or batter so that I can't really touch anything. I'm just getting so turned on and so needy. And you getting so turned on and needy. You just have to push me down on the counter. Flip up my skirt, only in this case it would be an apron. Pull down my panties and just take me from behind, right then and right there. No foreplay, no nothing, because we both would just need it so bad. Oh, fuck. And so, as I'm standing there with your arms wrapped around me and the dough covering my fingers, I get butterflies in the pit of my stomach, realizing that this is starting exactly like my fantasy. But that couldn't really happen in real life, could it? I don't know. So I just stood there in shock. And before I knew it, he started nibbling on my earlobe and raining kisses down the side of my throat. And when your mouth was right near my ear, you started growling in it. Oh, fuck. And that just made me so wet. I got so wet the minute you growled in my ear and nibbled on my earlobe and told me what you wanted to do. And you wanted me right then and right there. And I said, oh yeah, baby, I wanted to. And with that, you took your hand and put it between my two shoulder blades and pushed me down so that I was, so that my rather large tits were pressed against the counter. And you were just holding me there with your hand between my shoulder blades and your left hand on my hip. And then that hand moved and flipped the apron up so that my ass was completely exposed with just my panties. And Then you used the same hand that had flipped up the apron, and you pulled down my panties. Oh, until they were just around my knees. And that leaves me really very limited motion because, very limited movement because my knees are kept pretty tight together by the legs of the panties. And oh, I don't want to rip them. They're one of my favorite pairs. And so, I don't even care at this point. I'm just so hot and bothered and turned on. And I just want you. I want you inside of me. I want you to take me right then and right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And, oh, I can feel you. I can feel your hard cock resting against the back of my ass. And as you hold me with your left hand on my hip and your other hand keeping me pressed down against the counter, you just slowly grind into me. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. And I realize that you're even harder and even bigger than I thought. Whew. I didn't know you could get this hard and this big. So maybe you're not as calm, cool, and collected as I sometimes think. Whew. But you're still way more in control of yourself than I am of myself at this point in time. Oh, fuck. Oh. You run your other hand down, your left hand down to my waist again, to my hip. Ah, and the right one stays holding my, cupping my breast so that there's not a square inch between our bodies. And you start slowly grinding into my ass. Oh. And I can feel you. Oh, it's so delicious. Oh, but it's just a tease. I need more. Oh, I want more. And I want it, and I need it so bad. That I try and turn around and face you, but you're not gonna have any of that. And I whine and I beg, come on. And you just smile at me and raise one eyebrow and say, oh no, I'm gonna give you exactly what you want and exactly what you need. But it's gonna be what I want and where I want. And you, and when you say that, I just get so desperate. Oh, and despite the fact that I want to be good, oh, I don't care right now. I don't care about the banana bread. I don't care about the kitchen. I don't care about cooking. I just want to and need. I need you to put your cock in my tight, wet pussy and fuck me. Fuck me so hard and so deep that I don't care and I won't care if I ever finish the banana bread or not. Oh, fuck. Oh, and I can just squirm in your grasp and push my ass out even a little bit further and just start trying to grind it on you where you're behind me. Oh, and so hard. Oh, but you only let me do that for just a second or two, and then you take your hands and you push me down onto the counter so that I'm leaning over it, and my tits, my fairly big tits, are pressed against the counter, and you're pressing me down on top of them, and the nipples are so hard, and they've swollen a little bit, and there's so much blood flow right there that it almost hurts. They're so tender. Oh, but it's just this side of actual pain. It's really intense and they're really tender, but it's still this side of pain. So it's the good kind of pain, and not really pain, the good kind of ache, the good kind of tenderness. And when you have me bent over the counter, and you're completely in control, and I know it, because despite my wiggling and squirming, there's nothing I can do. And when you push me over, even when I arch my back, now I can't rub up against your hard, hard cock. Oh, fuck. Oh. Which leaves me so much more desperate. Oh, please, baby, please. Oh. You always tell me to use my words. Oh. I'm not even using words. Well, I'm using words, but I'm not even telling you what I want. I'm begging you for what I want. I want you. I want you to fuck me right here. Right now. I don't need it to be soft. I don't need it to be slow. Oh, I just need... I need you to put your cock in me. And I need you to fuck me hard and deep. And I need you to make me come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. And so, with one hand pushing my back and holding it down to keep you pressed against the counter, the other hand, you reach out and you pull down my panties. And I try and take a step back so that I can step out of them. But you say that if I'm such a needy, desperate, desperate, needy cunt, and if my cunt is so desperate and needy, that I shouldn't want to waste the time to kick my panties all the way off, so they're left just around my knees, which keeps me from really being able to move my legs now either. Not really, because I could trip and I just don't have much movement. And while they're there, you use the same hand that you pull them down with, and you reach up and you flip any part of the apron that's covering even the sides of my ass up, so that my ass is completely bare in front of you. Oh, fuck. Oh. So feel
my apron lifted up, so that I'm laying across the counter with my bare ass in front of you and my panties around my knees. Oh, and my tits pressed between my body and the counter. Oh, 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 fuck. I need it so bad. Oh, I do. And I tell you, I'm done begging. It wasn't working. And it's taking too long. And I tell you, hurry up. I command you, put it in. Oh. And all of a sudden, I can feel the tension in the air. And you say to me, I'm the one that's giving the orders now. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, damn it. I think I made a miscalculation. And I'm worried that you're going to stop. Oh, and just leave me like this. Oh, so desperate and needy. And my cunt's so wet. And so, so empty. Oh, it aches. It just tingles and it aches. And I need you so bad. So for once, I just really concentrate on keeping my mouth shut. And I bite down on my lip to keep from saying anything else, because I've already almost ruined the moment. Oh, and if I say anything more, I know it's going to be completely ruined. So I bite my lip, and you run your hand over and rub my ass. The cheeks of my ass, you rub it. And it feels so good. And I wonder what you're going to do next. And if maybe you're not, you are going to give me what we both need, but what I obviously want and need and am desperate for so, so much more than you. And it's all I can do not to whine. But I can tell, I just instinctively know that I better just stop trying to take control right now, because it's not going to work. And so as I'm biting my lip and just feeling your left hand rub all over my ass cheeks, I don't realize that what you've done until... Oh! Fuck! You picked up the wooden spoon and you just slapped my ass on the left cheek and then on the right. Oh! Fuck! Oh, and there's still batter on the spoon and I'm getting wet and sticky and I can feel it and it's cold. Ah, fuck. Oh, what did you do that for? I demand, what did you do that for? Why did you do that? You don't tell me what to do, you say. Oh, ow. Ow! That stings. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It hurts. Oh, it stings, please. Oh, I normally like a spanky, but oh, it stings. Oh, it really stings. And so, you ask me, are you gonna stop trying to take control? And I say yes. Yes. And I relax and try and take a deeper breath. But it's hard because... Ah! Fuck! I am sort of being pressed into the counter. And so between my tits and the counter and you, my lungs can't fully expand. I can get enough air, but not like normal. Not that I could breathe normal right now. And so with that last slap that makes me jump or try to jump and flinch, I don't even protest. I just say, please, please, no more, no more, no more with the spoon, please. And you take your hand and rub my ass again. And as you do, you say, oh, it's so nice and rosy pink. And you're begging so nicely. I think you've learned your lesson. And you say it like that, with space between each word, just to remind me that you're still calm and cool. But just then, the way you move, I can feel your cock. And it's even bigger and harder than it was. And I realize that although your voice is calm and cool, you might not be. So I continue to bite my lip and wait to see what's going to happen. And I don't have to wait long, because then I can feel you. I can feel your cock just at the entrance of my pussy. And I need it so bad. I need it so bad. And you growl in my ear and you say, are you ready? And I say, yes, please, please. And then you ask me how I want it. And I tell you that I want it, and that I need it hard and rough and deep. And I can hear a smile in your voice, and almost a chuckle, and you say, as you wish. And then, with one powerful thrust, you're buried all the way inside me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. And it's so tight. And you're trying to go just as fast and as hard as you can. But even you know, as wet as my pussy is, even as wet as my pussy is, and it's tight enough that it's going to take a few strokes to loosen up enough and stop gripping you so tightly that you can actually thrust into me hard and fast like we both wanted. And I can feel you. Every stroke is a little faster and a little harder. That's picking up speed and momentum. Fuck, it feels so good. Fuck. It's a good thing I'm so wet. Fuck, because it feels so delicious. But I know that if I wasn't so turned on and so wet, this would be way, way too much. Just start this soon. Oh, fuck. And as I wiggle. By just trying to move my hips a tiny, tiny bit. Oh, you push all the way inside of me. And you just stay there with your other hand holding me against the counter. And your right hand reaching the back of my hair and getting a big handful, almost like you were putting it up in a ponytail. And you pull my head back towards you. Oh, will you stay buried as deep in my cut as you can get? Oh, and even though I don't think there's room for you to go any deeper, for me to arch my back anymore, I arch my back a little bit, and when I do, you're able to sink just a little bit deeper. Oh, fuck. And I swear, you're touching someplace in there that I don't think anybody has ever touched before. Oh, fuck. I thought my G-spot was sensitive. I don't even know what this spot is, but it's too far back. Too deep to be the G-spot. But fuck, it feels good. Oh, fuck. And I'm still trying to wiggle and squirm beneath you. But you just growl in my ear and tell me to hold still. And somehow you're able to just push me forward while pulling my hair back. And I arch just a little bit more, and then finally I can feel your balls against my pussy lips. Oh god, your balls deep in me. Oh fuck. Oh, and my pussy is still so tight. Oh, they're stretching me. Oh, and then I realize why you don't want me to wiggle and squirm. It's because I'm so tight, and you're stretching me so much that my pussy is just spasming and contracting around your cock. Oh, fuck. It's like my inner muscles are trying to milk you of all your cum. Oh, fuck. And you look at me. And I try and turn my head back, but you've got my hair. But you see that I want to look over my shoulder. And so you let me turn my head just a little bit, and I can just make eye contact with you. And you ask me, you say, baby, where do you want me to come? And I know that I want you to come inside me and fill me up. And you've already told me that anything I want, and that's what I want. But I know that's what you want too. So I look at you and I said, baby, I said, since we're cooking and the banana bread didn't get in the oven and we still need dessert, why don't you make me your cream pie? Oh. Oh, and we both giggle. Oh, fuck. And you're still buried balls deep inside me. And when we giggle, we shake a little bit. Oh, fuck. And it just feels so good, and it starts spasms off. and my pussy, it just spasms even more and twitches, and clenches, around your big, hard cock. Oh, fuck. And I know I'm gonna come, like, right then and right there. Oh, fuck, I know I can't wait, and I wanted to wait, and I wanted to come with you, but I can't. Oh, fuck, I can't. I'm gonna come now. I need to come now. I can't wait, babe, I can't wait. Oh, please, don't make me wait. Oh, fuck, I need it. I can't wait. Oh, please, please. Oh, please. Oh, please, I need you. Oh, come at me, baby. Oh, come at me. Oh, please. Oh, please. Please, please, please. Oh, I'm so close. Please. Babe, just stroke me. Babe, please. And the way you have me bent over the counter and held to it, I can't reach my hand down to rub my clit. Oh, and I'm so close, and I know if I could just touch it, I would come in 1 second or two. Definitely not more than fuck 10. Oh, I need it so bad, baby. Oh, please, please touch my clit. Please rub my clit. Please, baby, please. I need it. Oh, please. Please. Please, baby. Finally, I feel your finger on my clit. And it's so wet. And you just start rubbing it in little clockwise circles right on top of it. Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! Oh, babe! Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! Oh, God! And I'm coming. Oh, fuck. And I'm coming. Oh, and I'm coming. Oh, fuck. And I feel like I'm never, ever, ever, forever, ever, ever, ever gonna stop coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Still trying to catch my breath, and there's still electric shocks running through me, and I'm still tingling in my pussy. Oh, fuck, that was so fucking good. Oh, baby. Oh, my God, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, why do I even try and take control? Fuck. Oh, fuck, why do I always have to try and be so bossy? Oh, fuck, why do I never learn? Because you always give me more than I want, and more than I need. Oh, fuck, and more than I can handle. Oh, fuck. Oh, and I'm constantly surprised. Oh, fuck, I can't even breathe. And just as my pussy finally, stops clenching around you, you start moving your cock in and out of me, just as hard and as fast as you can. You're driving towards your own climax, so you're pounding me. Ah, fuck. Ah, fuck. Oh, and just, oh, the speed and the hardness, and the roughness. Ah, fuck. And your size. Oh, fuck. And the fact that my pussy has just finished clenching and clenching and clenching around your cock. Ah, before you even reach 10 strokes. Oh, ah, I feel myself start to come again. Oh, good. Oh, God. Oh, 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 baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, oh, ah, ah, oh, oh. But you don't stop. You don't even slow down. You just keep driving. Ah, towards your climax. Ah, fuck. Fuck. Ah, fuck. Oh, fuck, fuck. Ah, ah, oh, 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 that's two. Ah, and you're still pounding me. Oh, oh, just as hard and as fast as you can. Ah, ah, oh. Oh shit, oh shit. Ah, oh fuck. Oh, ah, ah, oh, 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 fuck. Ah, 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 fuck, fuck, fuck. That's three. Oh, fuck. Ah, fuck. Oh, fuck. My pussy's just clenching so hard and you're still just stroking me back and forth, just pounding into me just as hard and as fast as you can. Oh, baby, oh, oh, baby, I don't think I can come anymore, I tell you. Oh, please, baby, three's good. I've never had three before. Please, baby, please. Just come. Oh, fuck. It's so good. But I can't. I can't. I can't. I can't take any more, please. Oh, fuck. Just come, baby, please. So finally. Finally. I can feel you building up speed. And the strokes get shorter and faster and shorter and faster and shorter and faster. Oh, fuck. Ah, ah, ah. Oh, 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 fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come again. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come again. Oh, fuck. And you tell me that you're gonna come. You're gonna come. Oh, oh. And you say, come with me, baby. Come with me. Come with me. Oh, fuck. And you start counting down from five, five, four, three, two, one. Come, baby, come. Ah, fuck. And I do. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. We have never come together. Never at exactly the same time. We've been close. Oh, we've been so close. And you've been inside me. Still been inside me. But we've never, ever, ever come together. Oh, either you finish a little bit before, or I finish a little bit before. Oh, in fact, I didn't even think, oh, fuck, I'm babbling like an idiot. I didn't even think people could come together. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, 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 oh. And you realize that I can't catch my breath being pushed down on top of the countertop. So you take your hand off my back from between my shoulder blades. And you pull me until I'm standing in front of you. As you slowly, slowly pull yourself out from inside me. And as you do, I can feel your cum start to slowly seep out. Oh, fuck, I'm like completely full of cum, I was so full of cum, that there's some down my legs. And I can feel it until it gets to my panties where they're still around my knees. And then it lands on the cloth around my knees. But until then, I just feel it slowly running down my legs, my ass. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. No. Oh. And when I can finally catch my breath, enough to speak more than a babble. But I didn't get anything finished. And you, on the other hand, made a really, really good cream pie. And you laugh and you say, oh yes, and I did not skimp on the cream filling. And I say, no, you sure didn't. As I stand there with your arms wrapped around me from behind, and still feel the cum slowly drip out of my very well-used but happy pussy and drip down my legs. And I have a feeling that if this was to become a regular thing, that I would become a master baker. I hope you came at least once with me. If not, you can listen on again. I'll be here waiting for you, all hot and bothered, with just an apron and a pair of panties, ready to cook something up with you in the kitchen. Until next time.